What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
All right, so we got a lot of stuff on the table today. Mostly it's been reaction to the Packers getting Micah Parsons. And Detroit still feels confident, but I think there's an acknowledgement that this thing, well, it just got tougher in the division. And they made a big move that many people wanted Detroit to make, but they didn't. It'll be interesting to see how this thing unfolds, whether or not it works for the Packers. They've gone more all in. Detroit seems to be playing the long game. But time will tell who was right and who was wrong on this one. So if you want to continue that discussion, 248-539-9797. In the 11 o'clock hour, we previewed Michigan State and Western Michigan. Spartan fans, what are you most excited to see, man? This is a game tonight. You're talking about the new toys under the Christmas tree. What are you most looking forward to seeing in year two under Jonathan Smith? And then there's Michigan. They open with New Mexico tomorrow in a game that John and I are doing. I'll start with this, Gator. I'm going to try to get people to be patient with Bryce Underwood. You think I'm going to be successful with this?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think for a while.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, here's the thing about it is if he doesn't look like an All-American on day one, that doesn't define him. Okay. If you look at the most successful true freshman quarterbacks, most of them had quite a bit of talent around them. I think Michigan's running backs, I think they might have two pros back there. The receiver position should be better than it was a year ago. I think the only position group that isn't better than a year ago offensively is tight end. And they got a bunch of tight ends, but they had a guy who went in the top, 13th? Colston Loveland. So every position group should be better. But that doesn't mean it's not going to come with struggles. And it's funny because being down there and talking to people in the building and talking to defensive players and the offensive guys say, and I'm over here preaching patience, and they all say the same thing. Oh, yeah, it's going to, it's freshman. And then they all kind of look at me sideways and go, kid's pretty good, though. And there's like this underlying excitement about how good he can be. It's just a matter of whether or not, how quickly they can bring him along and how quickly he grows up. Sherrone Moore has said on a couple of occasions, and said again yesterday, he doesn't make the same mistake twice. But it's different when you step in front of an opposing team that means business, that isn't so polite as your own defense, and in front of 110,000 people.
Well, I would, I don't know if you have to caution anybody. I think the same thing people understand is a freshman, you should never expect a freshman just to light it up from the get-go. That being said, taking on New Mexico in your first game, it's a good opponent for him. To get some confidence, you would think they should outclass the Lobos significantly. They have running backs they can go to. to kind of slow things down for him. You mentioned they lose Colston Loveland, but they bring back guys they like. Guys, you know, Marlon Klein and Hogan Hansen are tight ends I think they like a lot. The offensive line, is it really a work in progress, or is it a good offensive line that'll get better as the season goes on?
I don't know.
I tend to always think Michigan's got a good offensive line.
Last year was a step back. Now, given they had fourth and fifth year guys that made up the offensive line on the national championship team, but, you know, it's funny. I was talking to Sharon yesterday. He goes, people forget Jordan Marshall and Andrew Sprague are redshirt freshmen. Like, they played less than four games. They redshirted. They are freshman eligible. Jordan Marshall went over 100 against Bama. Sprague, who's a big-time recruit and started that game at tackle, and will start tomorrow. They've got to get it right on the offensive line. If they do, then they give him a chance. They give the kid a chance to be successful. Then there's, okay, what's new with Michigan? Well, there's guys who've been around that I think are going to start making a bigger impact on the defensive line. I think Dominic Nichols and Cameron Brandt, who are down on the depth chart, we'll see them after hearing about them for a long time. The first freshman Sharon mentioned after Bryce Underwood was Andrew Marsh, the wide receiver. He's also won the kickoff return job. They like him. They think he's pretty exciting. Shamari Earls, the highly regarded freshman corner, we'll see him tomorrow. He was the third freshman that Coach mentioned. And then Jordan Young, a safety. Elijah Dotson, the Belleville kid, a corner. And Chase Taylor, a linebacker from Georgia, all got mentioned. So everybody always wants to know what's new. Those are guys to look for. And then it's whether or not that defense that looks so impressive against Alabama with basically the guys that they were going to use this year, because it seemed like anybody who was moving on sat that one out. That defense did well against Bama.
Well, Michigan's defense over the last few years, the defensive line has always been great.
Yep.
And the tackles last year were spectacular for Michigan. They got to replace both of those guys. So looking at Trey Pierce and Trey Williams, would that be the other nose tackle type?
I heard one of the players call him Trey Groovy. I'm going to find out if Trey Williams' nickname is Trey Groovy.
So, I mean, they got big shoes to fill. I would imagine it's going to take a bit, and they may never be as – I mean, the guys they had last year were just ridiculously good. But they do bring back some guys that can definitely hit you. Barham, I think, is a guy I look at that can make some plays.
It's a good call by you.
I think Michigan's going to be pretty steady this year, and if they can stay healthy, the quarterback is going to grow and he's going to get better. I don't know if they're going to beat Ohio State again, but I've been thinking that Ohio State's going to thump for the last several years, and it hasn't happened because they're so in Ohio State's head. It's kind of hysterical when you look at it. But this is a team that can fly under the radar a little bit, and then next thing you know, they might have 7 or 8 wins under the belt with a chance to get to double digits legitimately without having to, like, you know, pray to the gods. And it's a typical Michigan season.
248-539-9797. Wolverine fans, what are you most excited about this year? Spartan fans, same question. Get your phone calls and feedback in. Let's get back to your calls. Matthew is in Detroit, and he's on 97.1. Hello, Matthew.
Hey, y'all. How you doing today?
We're great, Matthew.
Good, good. So as far as the Parsons trade and all the talk around it, so I feel confident. Like, I think we can at least split with the pack. I think we could beat them in both games. But I feel like as far as the division goes, that's a different, I mean, it's a related conversation in terms of like in division record and tiebreakers, but look, we can't control the other 15 games, and those other 15 games are on a 7th place schedule for the pack. And with us being on a 1st place schedule, I mean, hindsight being 2020, part of me keeps
7th place schedule.
For Green Bay, because they were the 7th seed last year, right?
Well, that's not how it works, but they have – the way it works is you play your 6 games in your division. You play 4 right. games against another division in the NFC, 4 games against another division in the AFC, and then there's 3 positional games. And Green Bay finished 3rd, so they will play 3 3rd-place teams from the remaining – what is that? 5 divisions. So – yeah, there's 3 games that the Packers have that are easier than Detroit. Other than that, their schedules are exactly the same.
Okay. Well, I guess I'm curious what y'all's thoughts are on the O-lines that that they're going to be up against as far as, like, do you see a big difference in terms of, like, Lions schedule versus Detroit schedule in terms of those games that could make a difference in terms of, like, the impact that Parsons is going to have? That's probably a deep dive in terms of something you can't just, like, whip off the top of your head. But
I'm not sure I know, even know what you're asking.
I mean, do I expect the Packers to be better because Parsons is there? Yes. Yeah, Micah Parsons is an outstanding pass rusher. That's one of the best in the game, if not the best in the game. He's going to make a difference for them. But the Packers also lost the defensive tackle they traded to acquire him. That's a big loss, and they lost another one of their defensive tackles in the free agency. So they have a hole in the middle, but they may have made up for it because of what they have on the outside, on both outside, because you have Rashawn Gary as the other defensive end. It's a very talented group.
All right, thank you for the phone call, 248-539-9797. I'm trying to figure out the three games that are different. Because the Lions, the everybody in the NFC North plays the AFC North and the NFC East. Okay, so all the teams in the NFC North will play. All Pittsburgh, right. Cincinnati, Baltimore, and Cleveland.
So I have Green Bay's schedule up in front of me. Green Bay will play at Arizona.
Okay, so that the Lions play at host the Rams. Who do they play out of the NFC or the AFC West?
AFC West?
Yeah, who does Green Bay play out of the AFC West?
At Denver.
Okay, Detroit's got Kansas City. And who's the other first place team that is not from one of these divisions? The NFC, I did NFC West, NFC South. Who won the NFC South last year?
Was that Tampa?
Tampa, yeah. Detroit plays Tampa. Who does Green Bay play?
The up-and-coming Carolina Panthers.
Okay, so these are the only games that are different. Detroit has Kansas City, the Rams, and Tampa. And Green Bay has Denver,
Carolina, and Arizona.
Yeah.
So Denver is, it was a really good team towards the end of the season. That's not going to be a joke.
Yep.
And Carolina played a lot better towards the end of the season, but they just traded away Adam Thielen, who certainly would help out Bryce Young if he had him this year, but doesn't.
Carson Anderson, 97.1 the ticket. Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 the ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. Glenn, you're on 97.1 the ticket. What's up, Glenn?
Not too bad. How are you guys doing today?
We're great.
Good. You guys are talking about, are asked about what we're excited about for Michigan football. I'm actually pretty excited about the defense. I thought that they weren't as good even during the championship years, but with all these guys coming back, I'm really excited for the defense this year.
Understandable. The transfers that they got to get the kid from Belleville, Payne, and the transfer from Clemson to help with the loss of the two defensive tackles, they certainly can make an impact. I really like their young safeties. I think Brandon Hillman, Mason Curtis, and they get Rod Moore back at some point. I think the secondary, they've got a lot of options. And, I think Wink Martindale will not be afraid to use those options. They're going to put the best guys out there, and there's a lot of options. So, and the linebackers, Gator mentioned Jayshon Barham. He's just plays fast and brings a world of hurt, and they love Ernest Hausman. And another one to keep an eye on is Cole Sullivan, young redshirt freshman. They can't stop talking about him too.
Nope, that's good. And I have a person that the Spartan fans can root for if they want. My nephew is actually the kicker for New Mexico, Luke Drzwicki.
Okay, is he? Yeah, now, he went. Yeah, where is he from?
He's from Shelby Township. He went to Eisenhower.
Yeah, I remember highlighting him as one of the kids from our state.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so I'm excited. The whole family's going down to the game tomorrow night to see him kick. Got to wear New Mexico jerseys, believe it or not, in the big house, but it'll be fun.
So let me ask you a question. You're a Michigan fan. Yeah,
absolutely.
And if it comes down to your nephew kicking a field goal to, like, push the game into overtime.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
I talked to him the other night, and I said, if you're going to do that for a 50-yarder, I'm all for you. He's my family. He's my nephew. He's a great kid. It'll hurt.
That's the correct answer.
It'll hurt. You just said to tie and go to overtime. What about to win?
Sure.
He's my nephew. Go for it.
100%. There you go.
That's my boy. I'm excited for him. So absolutely. So for sure.
You can't.
100% the right answer.
Really, other than Ohio State, Michigan is going to be able to run the ball. The line of scrimmage and the freshman quarterback is really not going to be asked to do a whole lot in most games. I don't know if I agree with that, but being a freshman doesn't matter anymore. He's getting paid a lot of money to do the job. If you can't do the job, you'll be replaced. That's from Tom and Troy. Well, hold on. I agree with. I'm just saying if he isn't an All-American right away, don't panic. Don't get mad.
Because they're getting paid, it doesn't change his maturity as a football player. He's still 18.
Yeah. Here's one from Eric at FedEx. No matter how bad New Mexico might be, it's still the best competition Bryce Underwood has faced in his life. Please be patient with the kid. It's a great point, Eric. I might use that tomorrow. There are two things I really want to see this season. Aiden Childs actually not turn the ball over and a functional running game. Give me that and we're solid. That's from Ben in Roseville.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.